Hey, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 39. Hello, my friends. I hope you're doing really, really well. It's been over 6 months, almost 7 months, since I last published an episode in the podcast, and I wanted to catch you up just in case you've been curious about what's going on with me. If this is not any of your interest, feel free to skip this episode, as I am only going to be talking about myself and what I've been doing and what are the reasons that I hadn't uploaded any new episodes. Everything that has happened in my world over the past 6 months or so. Don't worry, if you choose to skip this one, I won't know. So I will survive any potential feelings of rejection or anything like that. So last episode was published September 25th. And I was recording episodes week by week. At the most, I would batch 2 weeks in advance. But for the most part, I was in a very just in time kind of schedule, just in time, week by week, and I would record Sunday night, sometimes to have it up by Monday morning so that you could download it on your app. The first thing that happened was that within a span of 2 to 3 weeks at the end of September, we found a new place and we decided to move. Mind you, I had been living in the old place for about 13 years. I bought that place before I even met my husband. And shortly after I met him, he moved in. And shortly after, we started a family. So there was not only a lot of story of history, I guess, and emotions tied to that place, but also a ton of stuff. You know, according to the World Health Organization, moving is the third most stressful life event after death of a loved one and divorce. And I knew it was going to be tough, but I had no idea how freaking tough it would be. And I wanted to share my thoughts about it with you because most of us will move. And I believe that if you are prepared and if you understand what's happening, it makes it a little bit easier. So for those of you who are contemplating a move, have recently moved, or will have a move in the future, I hope this is going to be helpful that I share my experience with you. So first of all, in our case, we were very lucky that our move was chosen. So we chose to move. It wasn't imposed on us. And also we moved for the better, to have more space, to be closer to schools, to friends, and all of that. And also that we were able to afford it. We hired a moving company where they helped pack up everything and then they unpacked the bigger items in the new place. It was super helpful, but it was still so much work. We were exhausted for like a couple of weeks. And I thought that would be it. Like in my mind, that was where the stress and discomfort was going to come from. The actual move and the organizing of the stuff in the new place. And I thought that once that was done, then we would be good to go, right? Wrong. There's so much that wasn't related directly to the actual physical move that was so hard at the beginning and to some extent still. So there's a lot that your brain automates so that you barely have to think about or use any energy for, and that you have to completely relearn when you move. And even though it might be small things, it adds up. So what am I talking about? Things like, where is the light switch when you enter a room in the dark? Those are things that when you have been living in the same place for years, you don't have to think about. Your body knows the motions. Your body does that for you, in a sense. How do you get from your room to the kitchen? Again, you don't have to think about it when you have been living in the same place for years. Your body knows how to take you from your room to the kitchen. But when you move, you have to relearn, and every step has to be made in a conscious, intentional way. How do you go from the kitchen to the bathroom? Where do you store your Tupperware? Where are your socks in the new closet? And so on and so forth. It's really a lot. And I guess I had minimized that. Like, I knew that that was going to happen, but I didn't realize how much effort my brain was going to be making during those first couple weeks and how exhausted I would feel at the end of the day. And then, how do you get from your place to the nearest grocery store? Or where is it? Where do you need to tank to put gas on your car? How do you get to school? And everything, there's so much. It adds up to the exhaustion. And plus, in my case, I miss the old place a lot. I miss the neighborhood, the trees, the stores, everything. And I don't know, if you have moved recently, you may be able to relate. Or maybe I am just not as flexible as I thought that I was in that regard, sadly. Then a few weeks after the move, we had a trip planned, just my husband and I, to celebrate my birthday and our 10-year wedding anniversary. So we went to Orlando and it was super fun. But I came back super sick with pneumonia, which I hadn't ever experienced, thank God, in the past. And it lasted about 2 to 3 weeks where I couldn't breathe, I couldn't sleep. It was really intense. I didn't know what that would look like, and it was really tough. And even after that, once it was officially over and I had already done my course of antibiotics and all of that, it took a really long time to feel somewhat normal again. I felt super tired for weeks. It was hard to breathe, and I got tired from very little effort. And it was super tough. And I guess emotionally or psychologically, it was really hard too, because right up until the move, we were really active and working out twice a week at least. And then after that, I was not working out at all. And then I couldn't, because my body couldn't take it. And I guess emotionally or psychologically, I was judging myself really harsh because I wasn't working out. And it was a really humbling experience to have to really do what I preach, right? And be nice to myself and understanding and loving, and wait until I had the energy to work out, as opposed to work out and force myself to do it because I thought that was the right thing to do. So I kept postponing the podcast, and I found that this new place was really noisy, so I couldn't find a good time to record that would not be very, very loud outside. The firemen are close by, and it's frequent that the fire trucks are going out, and then my dogs get motivated to help them. So I'm really crossing my fingers that it's not going to happen during this recording. So I kept postponing recording a new episode. Then the kids had their summer break and were home all the time, and we were still adjusting to the new place. And then my mother-in-law fell ill, and after a short week in the ICU, she passed, which was super unexpected and shocking and surreal and incredibly painful for all of us. And so time passed and I still wasn't feeling like recording a new episode. But I'm here. I am back. And I have tons of ideas for new episodes and even some interviews lined up that I'm looking forward to record, both for selfish reasons and also for your benefit too. I can't promise that it won't happen again, that I will stop uploading a new episode every week. But what I can promise is that when I do record a new episode, it will be because I really want to share something with all of you, and not because I think I have to comply with a schedule. And I believe that's a better guarantee that what I do share will be interesting and or valuable to all of you. If you are still here, thank you for allowing me to catch you up with my human life. Thank you for your interest in listening to my personal ups and downs. If you want to find out more about how to work with me, I'd love to have a conversation about it. You only need to book a free consult by going to www.carolafuertes.com/consult. I currently have availability for one-on-one clients, so if you're interested, why not book it now that you're thinking about it? Why postpone something that could be so beneficial for you in the short and long term, right? And if you want to support this show, you can follow it or subscribe where you normally listen to podcasts, and honest reviews in the platform that you're listening to right now are the best way to do so. And also to recommend it to any friend or loved one that you think might benefit from listening or enjoy it, I would be so grateful. If you have any comments, any suggestions for topics to cover, or feedback of any kind that you'd like to get to me, you can email carola@carolafuertes.com or DM me @fuertescarola on Instagram. Okay, I'll be back soon. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.